He has covered the NFL since 1999, and he is in his 11th season covering the Broncos. He writes and analyzes for DenverBroncos.com and contributes to 850 KOA Radio. He has written for The Sporting News, CBSSports.com, and The New York Times, and recently wrote a book titled Tales from the Broncos Sideline. He wears Broncos footy pajamas to bed every night. His name is Andrew Mason, and it is time to face the mace.
Hi, everybody. I'm Connor McGahey, and welcome to Face the Mace, the Broncos trivia game show that pits a fan from outside Colorado on Skype versus the master of Broncos knowledge himself, Mr. Andrew Mason. He'll be in the isolation booth to my right, and he'll have to go up against the fan, and whoever gets the best out of 10 will be today's winner. Let's meet our contestant from outside the boundaries of the great state of Colorado. Well, today's contestant is all the way from Boone, North Carolina. We welcome in Chad Deaver. Hello, Chad. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And my next question is, how is your beard? That's very impressive, sir.
It's great. Hopefully it helps me out today.
Yeah, hopefully it does. It says here you've been a diehard Broncos fan your entire life, which I find hard to believe because when you're that big, I'm not sure you could be a fan of anything, really, and calls yourself a Broncos encyclopedia. Why is that?
Well, I've just followed the team religiously since I can remember, and I've studied the team vigorously.
All right. Well, you're going to go up against an encyclopedia. It's encyclopedia versus encyclopedia. Okay. Chad, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You got to get the best out of 10, okay? I'm going to ask him the same ones. He's in behind me. He's in the isolation booth. You can't see him. He's over my shoulder. He's got his headphones on, soundproof. If I had to guess, he's probably listening to ABBA's greatest hits. We'll find out later. All right? And now it's time to face the mace. Here we go. This Broncos punter was named to the 1982 Pro Bowl.
I don't know.
Luke Pestridge. What college did Broncos defensive end Lyle Alzado attend?
He went to... I'm going to guess UCLA.
Yankton in South Dakota. What offensive lineman uttered the phrase, "We got them right where we want them," from the huddle on the 2-yard line at the beginning of the drive?
I don't know.
That would be Keith Bishop. What was the regular season record of the 1984 Broncos?
9-7.
13-3. What Broncos running back holds the team record for most single game yards rushed by an undrafted player?
Maybe Mike Anderson?
You're very close. CJ Anderson. Multiple choice for you, all right? Who caught the most touchdown passes from John Elway? A, Vance Johnson, B, Shannon Sharp, or C, Steve Watson?
I'm going to say Shannon Sharp.
The answer is absolutely Shannon Sharp. He caught 41 TD passes from John Elway. Who was the first head coach in Denver Broncos history?
Frank Wildschut.
Nailed it. Good job. Who holds the Broncos record for most rushing yards in a game?
I'll say Mike Anderson.
You would say you are absolutely right. 251, December 3rd, 2000 at Houdem Saints. In the 1987 AFC Championship game in Denver, this Broncos player recovered a Cleveland fumble on the Broncos' 3-yard line with just over a minute left in the game.
I'll say Carl Mecklenburg.
Incorrect. Jeremiah Castile. What year was Broncos wide receiver Steve Watson elected to the Pro Bowl?
1987.
You said 87? Incorrect. 1981. All right. You got 3 out of 10. All right. So what we're going to do now, we're going to bring old Mace out of the isolation booth. Come on in, Mace, and see if he can get better than 3. We'll see. Well, fresh out of the isolation booth, It's Mr. Andrew Mason. I guess that you were listening to ABBA's Greatest Hits.
Not this time, although it is on the music that is piped into me occasionally, but we were on some NFL films tunes from the 80s tonight.
I thought about going early CBS NFL theme, but I went with ABBA instead. I should have gone with my first instinct. That handsome man behind you is Chad Deaver, and he's all the way in Boone, North Carolina. So Chad's there. Hi, Chad. So Chad got three correct. Personally, you feeling you just come off a show yourself? Do you think you can do better than three tonight?
We'll see. It depends how tough the questions are.
All right. Well, it's pretty tough. See how Mace does in his own game show. All right? Ready? Trying to beat 3 out of 10. First question. This Broncos punter was named to the 1982 Pro Bowl.
Luke Prestridge.
Got it. What college did Broncos defensive end Lyle Alzado attend?
Yankton.
In which state? Bonus question.
South Dakota.
Man, good job. Which offensive lineman uttered the phrase, "We got them right where we want them," from the huddle on the 2-yard line at the beginning of the drive?
Keith Bishop.
What was the regular season record of the 1984 Broncos?
13-3.
What Broncos running back holds the team record for most single game yards rushing by an undrafted player?
Most single game. Mike Bell.
Incorrect. C.J. Anderson. Multiple choice question for you. It's an easy one. Who caught the most touchdown passes from John Elway? Vance Johnson, Shannon Sharp, or Steve Watson?
Shannon Sharp.
Correct, with 41. Who was the first head coach in Denver Broncos history?
That would be Frank Philchok.
Yes. Who holds the Broncos record for most rushing yards in a game?
Rushing at record, most yards in a game. No, Sean Marino.
Mike Anderson with 251 on December 3rd, 2000 at New Orleans. In the 1987 AFC Championship game in Denver, this Broncos player recovered a Cleveland fumble on the Broncos' 3-yard line with just over a minute left in the game.
Jeremiah Castillo.
Yes. What year was Broncos wide receiver Steve Watson elected to the Pro Bowl?
1981.
Aha. So 8 out of 10. Missed 2, but it's still better than 3. Chad, thanks so much. You win the beard game, however, tonight. Full beard beats goatee. But we definitely bow to Andrew's Broncos knowledge. We're still trying to find somebody out there who can beat the Mace once they face the Mace. To the DenverBroncos.com/face the Mace.
Do you think you have what it takes to face the Mace? Contact us at DenverBroncos.com/face the Mace.